Alaska statehood pioneer Tom Stewart is now remembered in law as the namesake for a new legislative building. Governor Palin yesterday signed legislation naming the Capitol Annex the Thomas B. Stewart Legislative Office Building. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has more.
Most Juneau residents think of it as the old Scottish Rite Temple at the corner of 4th and Seward Streets next to the Capitol. The city and borough of Juneau bought the building in 2006 and transferred it to the state of Alaska. Tom Stewart is known throughout Alaska as the Secretary of the Constitutional Convention. But in Juneau, depending on age and your place in life, he's known as Representative Stewart, Judge Stewart, or just plain Tom. A decorated World War II veteran and member of the 10th Mountain Division, he grew up skiing here and hiking every mountain. Mount Ben Stewart above Eagle Crest Ski Area is named for his father. Meeting in Juneau yesterday, the Alaska Supreme Court took a break from its proceedings to attend the signing ceremony in Court Plaza. Justice Walter Bud Carpanetti refers to Stewart as a shaper of the Alaska court system. As one of the architects of the Constitution, Stewart studied state judiciary systems all over the U.S., and he often said Alaska's was the envy of every other state. He was administrative director of the courts in the early 1960s and a judge in the 1st Judicial District of Juneau for 15 years. Chief Justice Dana Fabe says naming a legislative hall after Stewart is especially fitting for this rare Alaskan who served in all three branches of state government.
He understood the need for collaboration and cooperation among our three branches.
Juneau Representative Beth Gertula likes to remember Stewart as a territorial and state legislator.
Judge Stewart, Representative Stewart, wrote some of the foundational legislation for this state. I mean, he created the Division of Lands and the Department of Natural Resources. He created many parts of the court system. So not only was he a foundation of this community and to many of us personally, but he was also a foundation for the state.
Stewart died in 2007, and while his legacy is large, his son Caleb says his father would not want all the attention.
Dad would kill us right now. It was not him, you know, so I just want to remember that this is all about us. It's for the people who are still with us and the people who are yet to come.
A half block down 4th Street, the Stewart Building is being remodeled for legislative offices and hearing rooms. Silver Bow construction crews did not take a break to attend yesterday's ceremony. Marty Susort was working outside the building.
Starting to tape and paint inside. Then they'll be doing some finish work, putting in cabinets and countertops, and putting in doors and windows. They're going to be putting the bridge up pretty soon, so that'll be something for everybody to look at.
The Stewart Building will be connected to the state capitol by a skyway bridge. Work on the project is to be finished this fall. The old Scottish Rite Temple was the Masonic headquarters in Juneau for more than seven decades. Dedicated in 1928, the Art Deco-style building had a lodge room, a ballroom, museum, kitchen, and large dining hall. The measure naming the old building after Tom Stewart was introduced this past session by former Juneau Senator Kim Elton. It easily passed the legislature. Even lawmakers who opposed the conversion of the building to a legislative hall supported its new name and the chance to honor a great Alaskan. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.